your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, Itel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power banks, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chiparamba Road and at shop number 113C East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio Menus broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news. HH leads mourners at funeral service for charity Kapala. Minister warns against unruly behavior in Lusaka markets and bus stations. And in international news, Trump names envoy to Greenland, sparking fresh row with Denmark. And in sports news, Spanish coach tells Zambia's investment in sports calls for embrace of pedo. With the news in detail, my name is Sumili Sitali. In local news, President Hage Ndahijilema today led mourners at the funeral church service for Charity Kapala, wife of Livestock and Fisheries Minister Peter Kapala. The service was held at Miracle Life Family Church in Lusaka, with the president accompanied by First Lady Mutinta Hijilema and several cabinet ministers. In his sermon, Pastor Moffat Chembe described Kapala's wife as a sermon, noting that her deeds preached to those she encountered through action. He urged mourners to live positively lives and follow God's ways. In a tribute read on his behalf by Small and Medium Enterprise Minister Elias Mwanga, Kapala says his wife lived a beautiful and impactful life, demonstrating unconditional love and serving as a trust partner in all spheres of life, including investments and his political career. Speaking on behalf of Ngumbosh chiefs from Chifu Nambuli, Luapula Province, Mponde Meche described Kapala as a loved daughter who worked closely with women, the youth, and the vulnerable. In a tribute on behalf of the children, Chivula Mulenga and Walia Luando, Muku says their mother was hardworking and ensured they had everything they needed. Trade expert Gilbert Nkamba has attributed the continued stability of the Kwacha to strong fiscal discipline and positive economic sentiments that are attracting foreign direct investment into Zambia. Nkamba emphasized that the gains can be sustained in long term if current policies are maintained. He notes that Zambia's economy is gaining momentum, supported by a stable currency, and that has made imports cheaper while boosting manufacturing and industrial activities. He explained that the Kwacha's stability has enabled industry to import production inputs at lower costs, leading to increased production, higher exports, and improved foreign exchange reserves. Nkamba further highlighted that the mining sector, Zambia's major export, INA continues to contribute significantly to foreign currency inflows, thereby strengthening the kwacha. Government, through their veterinary department in Chinsali district, has announced plans to embark on sensitization and testing of cattle following the outbreak of contagious bone beater pleuropneumonia. Provincial veterinary officer Dr. Wilson Katumbi says the exercise will be conducted across veterinary camps in the district. He revealed that the cattle movement ban has already been instituted to prevent further spread of the disease. Dr. Katumbi emphasized that the CBPP can be eliminated if farmers adhere to veterinary instructions, noting that the measures will only be effective with full farmer participation and support. Meanwhile, local butchery owner James Chimfwembe has appealed to government to urgently provide the necessary resources to help curb the outbreak. Still in local news, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa has described the enactment of the Continuous Amendment Bill No. 7 as a major milestone in Zambia's democratic development. Speaking during an interview, Mwitwa says President Hakainde Hichilema has directed all members of parliament, regardless of political affiliation, to return to their constituencies and explain the constitutional amendment clause by clause to citizens. Meanwhile, Mwitwa dismissed reports of the expulsion of PF Patriotic Front members of parliament who supported Bill No. 7, describing the move as illegal and politically motivated. He stressed that no by-election will arise from the alleged expulsion. He further explained that under Article 76 of the Constitution of the Parliamentary Privileges and Immunities Act, members of parliament are protected from internal interference regarding how they debate and vote in the National Assembly. Police in Livingstone, Southern Province, are pursuing a man who alleged raped a 19-year-old woman at knife point in Zambesoni's compound. The incident occurred on December 21st, 2025, around 05 hours, when the victim went to buy mangoes for resale at the market. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the case, identifying the suspect as Elvis Kalunga, whose age is unknown. Namalongo explained that the suspect produced a knife and threatened the woman. When she attempted to shout, he assaulted her by pushing her in the face before dragging her into a nearby accompanied house where he alleged committed the act. He adds that investigation into the matter are ongoing, with police working to apprehend the suspect. Finally, in local news, Lusaka Province Minister Shomu Liyata has cautioned marketeers and bus drivers against engaging in unruly behavior in markets and bus stations. Speaking when she officiated at the 2025 end-of-year New Soweto Marketeers Party, Liyata says law enforcement agencies have been directed to act firmly and professionally in dealing with violence, intimidation and extortion in trading the transport areas. She emphasized that police would deal decisively with perpetrators regardless of their political affiliation, and urge genuine marketeers and transport operators to report individuals involved in criminal activities instead of shielding them. Muliata further directed Councillor and Ward Development Committee to ensure marketeers are empowered through access to government loans and grants aimed at improving their business and livelihood. Meanwhile, Lusaka Town Clerk Livery Ndala notes that the removal of cadaverism in markets and bus stations has significantly enhanced revenue collection for the city council. Local Government Service Commission Representative Commissioner Liseli Siesheka reaffirmed the Commission's commitment to supporting local authorities in